The last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny, dear brothers and sisters, all over the world. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. If you have been following us in our previous sessions and series of shows that we have presented to you, in this series of shows, we are trying to focus on the doubts or misconceptions on the topic of Mahdawiyya or Mahdism, or the concept of the Savior. Like always, we have invited respected scholar, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, from Qom Seminary Schools, to help us answering the question that we pose here. So, Sheikhna, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show, and many thanks for accepting the invitation.
Wa alaikum assalam and thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. The question of the day that we need to ask it is again concerning the sunnah of the tradition or the conduct of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is said to be different from that of the Holy Prophet based on some doubts or misconceptions. We have already said that based on four main reasons, the conduct of the Holy Prophet, the conduct and the seerah of the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be exactly what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually implemented at his own time. But based on some conditions, the Holy Prophet actually took different decisions and it was a part of the holy seerah of the Prophet of Islam. So naturally, the Imam who is going to be the successor of the Holy Prophet will be, again, making different decisions in different conditions. So it does not mean that he will act against or different from whatever the Holy Prophet was doing. Based on many hadith and narrations, Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, at the time of his reappearance, he will actually revive the sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Whatever we have actually taken wrongly from, or we have learned wrongly from the seerah of the Holy Prophet, and he will try to actually take us back to the history, to the dawn of Islam, to tell us what the true and genuine seerah and conduct of the Holy Prophet was. So he will act 100% based on the sunnah and seerah of the Holy Prophet. And as we said, the sunnah of the Prophet himself, as his holy and noble time, actually was different from whatever he did in Mecca and whatever he actually did in Medina based on the conditions. So this is quite natural, and for those who are the wise and the people of knowledge, is quite easy to understand. So let's be back again to Sheikh Murtada Karimi, Islamic scholar, to enlighten us on this topic with more documents and evidences from Islamic sources on the whatness of the seerah and conduct of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the details of it, and continuing those four main reasons that Imam Mahdi's seerah, they will exactly be the same seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikhna,
as I mentioned in the previous program, there are four answers to this claim of this Wahhabi scholar. First of all, the narration that he has quoted is regarding the chain of the narration is weak. Mm-hmm. Second of all, we have a similar narration about Jesus and him canceling the concept of jizya, which was acted upon by the Prophet. And thirdly, as you rightly mentioned, the conditions and situations are different. And fourth is the main answer, the fact that, as you mentioned, the seerah, the conduct of the Prophet, is exactly like the seerah and the conduct of the Prophet, generally speaking. Now, as I mentioned, this Wahhabi scholar, like many other cases, he has found and resorted only to one narration, and he has ignored many other narrations, even in the same source. This narration that he is quoting is from Kitab al-Ghaiba by Nu'mani. No one else has narrated this narration. But there are many other narrations not only in Kitab al-Ghiba by Sheikh Nomani, but in other famous books related to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, the books written by great scholars like Sheikh Tusi, Sheikh Saduq, Nomani, Sheikh Mufid, and so on and so forth, all of them put emphasis on the fact that the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is the same as the sunnah of the Prophet. Now, it's very surprising that this scholar, he has resorted to one narration and has ignored all the other narrations, even in the same source, mm-hmm. in Kitab al-Ghaiba by Nu'mani. And they are many in number to the fact that, according to some scholars, the content of these narrations is mutawatir, meaning that it's been mentioned in frequently quoted and narrated hadith. Now, I would like to share some of these narrations to prove the claim that they are many in number. I would like to share some of these narrations from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family himself, and the other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt. Now, in one narration, the Prophet introduces Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. He says that his name is my name. And then he says, sunnatuhu sunnati. This is the Prophet saying, his sunnah is my sunnah. Even he doesn't say that his sunnah is like my sunnah. No. He says his sunnah, his way of life, his style, his conduct is that of mine. This is the Prophet introducing Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Kamaluddin, page 411. In another narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, يَخْرُجُ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي, a man from my nation will come, will have a kind of uprising, يَعْمَلُ بِسُنَّتِي, he will act upon my sunnah and tradition.
Right.
Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, according to Dala'il al-Imama, page 470, يُقِيمُ فِيكُمْ سُنَّةَ النَّبِي, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will establish among you, what? His sunnah? No, he calls it the sunnah of the Prophet, which of course is the same as the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, the fact that I'm reciting these narrations is because of the fact that they have referred to the word like sirah, sunnah, and similar words of the Prophet. إِذَا قَامْ سَارَ بِسِيرَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So this is in Kitab al-Ghaiba, the same book that this Wahhabi scholar is quoting from. According to this narration, when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, he will act according to the Sirat Rasulullah, the conduct of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
Very true.
Muhammad ibn Muslim, one of the companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he asked the Imam, when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, what would be his conduct and way of life among the people? The answer of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is بسيرت ما صار به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Again, the same point. His conduct would be exactly like that of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The same has been mentioned. The previous narration is mentioned in Tahdhib al-Ahkam, volume 6, page 154. This narration from Abdullah ibn Atta is in Kitab al-Ghaiba again, page 173. He asks Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam about the conduct of the last savior, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and again Imam repeats, بِمَا صَارَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. His conduct would be that of the Prophet.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. All the ahadith that we actually recited today, again, focuses and concentrates on the revival of the Sunnah and the conduct of the Holy Prophet, and he will act, that is, the Imam of the age, will act exactly as based on the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Inshallah, we shall get back to you, Sheikh, with the rest of your explanations. We have a short break.
Wherever you be, you're the one, my heart is too, I need you.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters, to The Last Savior from Arab English Radio. And the topic of discussion is that if Imam Mahdi's sunnah and conduct at the time of his reappearance will be that of the Holy Prophet, or it will be different or against it. And this is what we are going to talk about. And we have started talking actually about it in our last two sessions. And the guest and the researcher of the show has told us that the Sunnah of the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will be exactly the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, and he will be back to revive the Sunnah and the conduct of the Holy Prophet. And he actually was mentioning some hadith from reliable sources that the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet will be again implemented by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We are listening to your explanations, Sheikh Murtaza.
Yes, as I mentioned, there are many narrations regarding the fact that the Sunnah, the conduct, the seerah, the way of life of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam are exactly like those of the Prophet. Let me just share one, two more narrations in this regard. Yes, Sheikh al-Mufid, in his famous book Al-Irshad, volume 2, page 382, interestingly, he refers to the first lecture of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam after his reappearance. Mm-hmm. So according to this narration, addressing the people in Masjid al-Haram, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam does the following according to Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Da'ahum ila haqqi." He invites the people, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam invites the people toward his right, and tells the people and somehow promises the people that أَيَّسِيرَ فِيهِمْ بِسِيرَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَعَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will tell the people that I'm going to act upon the seerah of the Prophet.
Yes.
وَيَعْمَلْ فِيهِمْ بِعَمَلِهِ. I will do like the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Let me just share one more narration in this regard. Again, in his lecture, according to Kitab al-Ghiba, page 290, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will say the following: "Ala wa man hajjani fi sunnati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Anyone who is going to argue with me regarding the sunnah, the conduct of the Prophet, فَأَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I'm the most deserving of the people with regard to the sunnah of the Prophet, meaning that I'm the one most knowledgeable about the sunnah of the Prophet. Now, after narrating all these narrations, as I mentioned, we can come to this conclusion that the content of such narrations is mutawatir, and there is no doubt about the fact that the seerah, the sunnah of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, will be exactly like that of the Prophet.
Very true.
The last point, as I mentioned, the first answer to this doubt was the fact that this is a weak narration. Now, let me prove and tell the people that which kind of narration has been resorted to by this Wahhabi scholar. In this narration, the narrator, one of the narrators is Muhammad ibn Hassan Razi, who is not a trustworthy narrator. And he quotes from a person known as Ali ibn Muhammad al-Kufi. Now, let me tell you what the late Najashi says about this narrator. He says he is absolutely weak, da'if. Fasidul aqidah, his beliefs are wrong and false. No one can rely on him in anything. He was famous in Kufa as telling lies. When he entered the city of Qum, he was known as ghulov, or doing exaggeration, to the extent that Muhammad ibn Isa, he expelled him from the city of Qom. So this is the person that the narration has been quoted from.
Very true.
Also, Sheikh Tusi says that the famous liars are few, and then he mentions some of them. One of them is exactly the narrator of this narration, Ali ibn Muhammad al-Kufi. You
Very
see,
true.
This is the chain of the narration, and for sure, no one can argue with that.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. And the last important point was concerning the chain of narration. And it has been said that actually the chain of narrators have some liars in between. And this is, again, something that shows that focuses and actually emphasizes the weakness of the narration and the hadith. Many thanks to you, dear brothers and sisters, for listening to The Last Savior from Arab English Radio. And we shall get back to you with another topic in the realm of Mahdawi or Mahdism in our next session. Join us then. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you.